Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I'm going to do a little bit of something different than I normally do. A lot of times I talk about the market and what's going on and my thoughts, and I hop on and brain dump. But today I want to show you guys about options, why you should be trading options right now, in a strategy that I use. This is obviously not investment advice, but I think a lot of people have a misconception on how options should be used. So I'm going to use one particular company for example. It'll be quick. I don't think this podcast will be that long, especially because I'm just trying to break down options. And for really quick, most people use options for leverage because it essentially what I do in option trading or stock trading in general, I try to hedge whatever I'm doing. I don't want to lose money, so I try to hedge my losses. So what I will typically do, I will generally buy a company that I've done my research on that I think is a great company. And so from there, I'll buy the stock in that company because I know it's good. I've done my research, so I know it's great. And then I'll also buy options on that same company for the leverage. So if anything were to happen, say I bought 100 shares of RTX, which is Raytheon Technologies. This is the company that I'm going to do this example on today. So it's RTX. If you have Robinhood or any platform, pull it out right now. I'm going to go through Raytheon really quick. So for example, I would buy Raytheon stock. Say I would buy 100 of them and I would sit on those 100. But based on my research, if you look at Raytheon and you see what it does, I mean, right now, if you have your phone, go to Robinhood or TD or Ameritrade or whatever you use and look up what Raytheon does. So if you're on Robinhood, which is what I'm using right now, go to RTX in the search bar and then pull up Raytheon Technologies and look at what it does. It's an aerospace and defense company, which gauges in the provision of aerospace and defense. So basically, we need this right now, considering what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? We're obviously at war right now. So defense stocks, and I've been following these for a while. Since 2020, I started following them because they dipped so much, like Lockheed Martin, a couple of different ones. They were down so much. I should have got them then, but I was like, I don't think we're going to need those. I looked at Boeing too, and Boeing was a good one. But anyway, we need this right now in aerospace. We need all of this because we're going to war. And typically in war, spending goes up and defensive contracts get picked up. If you didn't know, if you look back in the news, matter of fact, Look at LMT. If you go to the LMT, again, I'm using Robinhood, go to LMT, and you will see that I think Lockheed Martin just got a contract with the Pentagon. There you go. They got awarded $1.8 billion in contracts to build out the military satellite internet. And this was typically because of what just happened, I'm assuming, with what's going on. So Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin got the contract. They split it up. So if you can see, these stocks have went crazy in the last 2 or 3 days because they just split up. I think NOC got like $700 million and then Lockheed Martin got the difference. But you can look it up in the article. Lockheed Martin got $700 million and Northrop Grumman got $692 million. So boom. That just shot the stock price up even higher. But if you look at Lockheed Martin And NOC, they do the same thing as Raytheon. Raytheon went through some stuff a couple years back when people were thinking they were unethical for whatever reason. But, you know, that came out to be proved false. But anyway, Raytheon is a good company. It does the same exact thing as the two companies that I just showed you. If you look at the price of both of those companies, they're up around $400 per share. Raytheon is at $102, and it does the same exact thing. And so far, from what I've read, analysts predict that Raytheon is going to produce more than NOC in the next 3 years. So it's going to, out of all three, it's going to be the second largest producer as far as revenue goes and things like that. So we know that RTX is going to be a good company just based on doing your research. And they also have a partnership, not a partnership, they also supply engine parts to Boeing for some of their engines. So that's another reason. And so commercial flying is picking back up. And again, I'm just giving you all the different reasons on why you should probably get Raytheon. So do more research on Raytheon. I'm not sitting on here trying to break down RTX and what they do and things like that. But just back to it, if you can see that, again, I just showed you two companies that do the same exact thing and they're in the same exact space and they're both worth 400 plus. Raytheon, if you go down to its market cap, it has 153 billion market cap. If you go to NOC, NOC's market cap is $71 billion. And its value right now is 456. You see what I mean? So Raytheon, at some point in time, is going to catch up. So you right now, you basically being able to get this company at a fraction of the price of what it should be long term. So what I would do in this case, like I said before, I would buy the stock. So now I have it. It can go up and down. I'm not going to care. I'm going to have diamond hands on it. But you can only get a certain amount of stock, right? Because if you go to where it says trade, buy, and say you want to do 100 shares. So you go type in 100 shares. 100 shares would be $10,000. That could be a lot of money just for 100 shares. But you sit onto that. If it goes up and down, you have diamond hands with it, you can care less what it does. But if you go to trade options, let's just do, what contract do I have? I think I have June 17th. I have June 17th, a bunch of June 17th, and then I think I have some for April. I do short and long. So I did an April for $110, and I got it for $35. And so like if you click on it, let's just do this. Let's go to April, and you click on buy, and you see you get 100 shares. So if you don't know options, one option contract is 100 shares. I just showed you guys what 100 shares would cost. 100 shares would cost you $10,000 at the level of where it is right now if you bought this stock. If you get 100 shares right now in an option contract, which you see it right there, you hit one, that's giving you 100 shares, and you're basically going to pay $145 for it. Look at that. So imagine this. I bought this, I think, 3 or 4 days ago because I was like, you know what? Before the war talk, I popped off. I talked to you guys about that in my last podcast. I was like, I think it's going to be a war. So with that being said, I had a couple defensive stocks that I had in my watch list, like I just mentioned. So I went and took a look at them. I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get something. When I bought RTX, it was at 35 cents. You see it right here. It says $1.45. I bought it when it was at 35 cents. So I'm already up. So you see the difference. You're only going to spend $145 for 100 shares if you do an option contract up until April 1st, and it should hit 110. You know what I mean? The way that they're moving. If it doesn't hit 110, I bought it at 35. So I can always sell it right now at 145, and I'm up. I'm up pretty good, you know, with what I have right now. But since I do have it until April 1st, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to ride it out to see how much closer it'll get to the 110, and it's moving pretty fast. I may end up selling it 2 weeks before April 1st, just so I can sell it to somebody else who might buy it for whatever the price is right now, you know, or whatever it's going to be at that point in time. I could hold on to it. If it's close to 110 by April 1st, I might hold on to it and exercise it at that point in time. But if not, again, I might sell it 2 or 3 days before and just cash out. But it's at 102 now. We still got about a month before it hits April 1st, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be at 110. This thing is going at like $3 or $4 a day. That's why I did it, because I know it's going to hit 110 by that time. But back to it, I still have my RTX shares, right? But I don't want to sell them. But I still want to make money on this play, and I want to ride it all the way up to $400. I'm going to keep my 100 shares that I own outright, but I'm going to play options all the way up to 400. And I'm going to keep playing them. I'm going to keep playing it. So as you can see here, I'm going to buy multiple contracts, which I already did. If you buy multiple contracts, so like, for instance, let's do the numbers. If you're still looking at RTX, like, I'm still on the same screen where it shows you 100 shares for whatever the price is. So put in 0.35. 0.35. So it's $35 for 100 shares. That's amazing, right? Instead of $10,000. So like, change the number that you want. So I would say do 10. That's 1,000 shares. So you're getting 1,000 shares. And if you do it at 145, you're getting 1,000 shares for 1,045 versus $11,000. So when I got in at 35. So 0.35 times 10, I could have got 1,000 shares for $350. You know what I mean? I didn't do that. What I did was, I think I did like 5. And then I switched into a Nether strike price. I went out further to June 17th. And so let's do that. Let's just go back out. I went to June 17th and I got in here at $40. And so I did the same thing. So what I try to do, I try to have multiple strategies when I'm writing up a company that I own throughout the entire time. So it's just leverage. Like, so once it hits that 110, which it should, I'm either going to roll it over into another contract that will probably be further than June 17th because I'm already in June 17th. So I'm going to take those proceeds. If I don't need them to buy something else, I'm going to roll that contract over into, let's say, October of this year into another strike price. So whatever the higher strike price is at that time, depending on what's going on in the economy, I'm going to pick my strike price at that time. So then, boom, we're coming up on June 17th. If I'm close to 135, which I should be, I'm either going to sell it, take profit, or I'm going to roll that contract further out. So I'm going to keep rolling these contracts and keep rolling them out until I get to where I want to get to. So for me, I'm going to keep rolling it until I get to the $400 mark. I'll probably stay in this as long as I can. If it hits 400 or 450 and it plateaus, then I'm going to stop at that point in time and not trade this anymore. I'm going to just take all the money that I made from riding it up or even with the stock and probably sell it, because then I've rode it up to the point of where it's either become stagnant or it's hit its resistance point and it's going to hang out. And that's probably going to be the valuation of where it is. So if NOC is at, you know, $425 per share and it has a $73 billion valuation, then if this was at $153 billion valuation, I'm good. I'm going to coast it up. I'm going to coast it up for a while.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about, and now you can too with InvestFar. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
So this is kind of the way that I think people should play options. Some people just get into different things based on what the news says, and you've heard me say that before. But if you do research like what I did with you right now, it makes sense to play this out, because this war is probably going to last a while. And so what better way to, obviously, you don't want to take advantage of the people over in war. But it come on, man. Essentially, you got to make money in any situation. And if you can do it, I mean, you're not taking advantage of the people over there. Like, it happened, it had nothing to do with you. But if we know that defense is going to be a thing, and we know that, you know, basically the global economy or the global people in charge are dumping money into defense because they're not sure of what this man is going to do. So, I mean, you got to make money in any situation. If you can, that's not as risky. And I think this is a good play. I mean, and I showed you guys based on my research. Let's go and look and see what LMT is. So we just saw the valuation of NOC But let's see what Lockheed Martin is. LMT, they're at $124 billion valuation. Their market cap is $124, and it's at $456. And if you go to RTX, let's go back to RTX. RTX market cap, again, $153 billion, and it's at $102. So come on, man. It's the writing's on the wall. So I'll write it out. And if you scroll down and you look at the analyst ratings, if you're on Robinhood, 74% people say buy this. So I don't know, man. I think you play. This is how people make money. This is how people in firms, this is like you play the economy. And this is why it goes back to me saying, if you understand the economy and you understand how it moves, then you know how to play. And so I told you guys about getting into commodities, and I'm just really hard on commodities. I keep bringing up precious metals. If you look at what's going on right now, let's go to the CNBC app. Oil is at $106 a barrel. I've been telling y'all about this forever. It's at $35 when I got in. Gold is at $1,950. I was telling y'all about gold at $1,700. So all of these things are just going to continue to go higher and higher. So if you want to diversify your portfolio, then you do commodities, you do precious metals, and you do defensive stocks. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying it, based on what's going on, it would make sense, right? So I don't know, guys. Just learning how to leverage your current understanding of whatever companies you have, then play those companies. You know what I mean? Like if you understand, I'm playing option contracts on all the commodities that I own. I own JNUG. Take a look at JNUG. Again, this is not investment advice, but this is just what I have. So I own shares of JNUG. I got in this stock. It's at $72 right now. I got in when it was at $56. And I wrote it up. And I'm still writing it up. And I did the same thing. I got in. I bought a bunch of contracts. I bought a contract for $200 for 2 years out. It should hit that at some point in time. I bought a short contract for $80. It should hit $80. It's at $72 and it went up $6. And today alone, today is March 1st. If you're reading this, so if you go back, you know, this is going to be a delay when it comes out. But if you go back to March 1st and you use a chart, you'll see that this thing was $72.44 and it went up 10% in 1 day, went up to $6. So will it hit $80 by the time my strike price? Yeah. But if it doesn't, based on where I bought it at, I can turn around and sell it to somebody else who might think it'll hit the $80 in the 2 weeks prior to, you know, after I sell it. Because, you know what I mean? Like if my contract, I tend to want to get out of my contracts either 2 weeks before the expiration date, or I get out of them a month or 2 months before if I've already hit my strike price. Sometimes I'll ride it out closer just to get more and more gains. But now I tend to, if I hit my strike price and I have 2 or 3 months left, I may let it go $4 or $5 higher or $6 higher. And then I'll roll that into another position. What I would do before, I would just hold on to it. I would hold on to it until it got right down to the expiration. And then I lost profit on the time decay, you know what I mean? Which I should have got out, you know, previous, but I'm not even going to go that far with you guys on time decay. That's something else. But nonetheless, stick with the basic strategy. Do your research on these companies. Look at them and see what's going on in the economy, understanding what needs to take place when certain things happen in the economy. And so, you know, again, with high inflation, oil and gas tend to rise. Considering what's going on right now, oil and gas are going to continue to rise. And then if in high inflation, gold rises. Silver is another one. Silver will 10x what gold does. So, I mean, silver is still pretty cheap. Silver is $22. I've been in silver for a while. I think silver is now at 25. I got in it at, I think, 19 or 20. And let's see what silver is right now. Silver is at $25.56. So it's on the way to $26. And so, again, if you were sitting on silver and you were leveraged options, you could have made that, what, $5 or $6 times however many contracts you had. So I think if you guys, you know, don't want to be in 100 companies, because most of these hedge firms and all these major firms, they only have 12 companies in their portfolio. It's usually 12 or less. They don't have like 20 or 35 companies. That's just some stuff that retail traders do. So if you have 12 companies that you've done research on and you know them really well, then you play those option contracts all the way up to wherever you want to go. So I'm not out here buying options on, like, you know, Facebook or Apple or things like that, because I'm not in those long term. So, and I haven't done my research on them enough to know what they're going to do. But what I have did is, you know, guys, you guys know what I've done my research on. And so because of that, that's basically what I'm playing this whole entire time. And so far, so good. And, you know what I mean? What I think I'm up 1,000% on my entire portfolio overall over the past couple of years from basically from what I've been trading. Look at it right now. Yeah, I'm up like 1,000% total, you know, in what I've done. And just in the past 3 months alone, I'm up 50%. So, hey, man, guys, we're still in the beginning of this. We're still at the beginning of RTX. And I just showed you guys, and I showed you guys the market cap. So there's no way that this market cap could be $153 billion and the other two are less and they're worth more. So give it time. But don't give it time and not play it. Play it and ride it up and make money on the on both ways, right? You make money two different ways and you don't have to sell the stock. Just say, for instance, I try to think about options or my stocks as like a savings account, right? You don't make any money on a checking account or a savings account. So if I make 20 or 30% in a day, I've made enough of what, beyond more than enough of what I would have made of my money in the bank account. So what I do, I'll park money in stocks because, again, I'll play the options. If I ever need the money, I could sell the stock because I'm in the play still. I'm in the play still because I have options. So I can always sell the stock, take that money and do something with it if I need it, buy a real estate property or buy crypto or whatever I need. And again, I'm not losing because I'm still maybe 2,000 strong in option contracts. So I can either sell two or three of those contracts if I want and take that money out and go do something with it if I don't want to sell my stock. So like, for instance, I showed you JNUG. I got in JNUG at $56 and it's at $72. I don't want to sell my stock. I can, but it's going to mess up my price average or cost average. If I were to get back in, say JNUG goes to $80. If I got in at $52, I don't want to mess up my cost average by selling that and having to get back in at like $85 or $90. I could sell some of my option contracts and take some of that money instead to not mess up my cost average. Everything is different, right? You can pick and choose whichever one is better for you at the time, but that's kind of why I play options, because I don't really want to touch my stocks, but I still want to make money on the ride up and use that money for other things. So guys, I just want to hop on here and do a quick example of how to play options and give you a good company, in my opinion, that I think you should ride up based on what's going on right now with the economy and based on what's going on right now in Ukraine. Anyway, it wasn't investment advice. Don't sue me if this thing turns around and and it's not in your favor. But do your research just like I did. And I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Like, honestly, if you get three or four contracts and you see that it was $35, if you get, you know, three or four contracts and you put up $150 or $300 and this thing goes to $200, cool. That's going to be amazing for you. But if it doesn't work out and you lost $150, what's the big deal in the grand scheme of things? You know what I mean? If you obviously are investing, you kind of have it to lose, right? Because you shouldn't be investing if you don't have it to lose. But I mean, you'll spend $150 going out to eat, depending on where you live, going to the club or wherever you go, whatever you decide to do. So why not spend $150 on something that can turn out and be exponential in growth in a short amount of time that will quadruple or even like 10x, 15x that $150? But anyway, guys, I wanted to hop on here and do a quick podcast on options and a couple of companies that I think you guys should be taking a look at in trading and just giving you my strategy. So please share this podcast with anybody you think will benefit. I am trying to grow the podcast and it will be, you know, obviously beneficial if you guys shared it with people in your circle, because you guys can make money at the same time. And like I said before, I'm trying to bridge the inequality gap. And with things like this, seeing that prices are so cheap, I think a lot of people can take advantage and ride this wave up, and we can all get money at the same time. So take care, guys, and I will see you on the next episode.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money.
Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.